Manu Patra alert dated the 7th of September 2018. Supreme Court Collegium has recommended five lawyers, including a central government standing counsel, for appointment as judges of Delhi High Court. Supreme Court has asked Tamil Nadu governor to consider the mercy petition of A.G. Perumbavoor, a convict in the 1991 Rajiv Gandhi assassination case. Supreme Court has dismissed petition of army personnel challenging their posting and held army personnel are duty bound to serve wherever they are ordered to. Supreme Court has allowed Corporation Bank, which has led a consortium of banks to lend loans to the Amrapali Group, to move NCLT so that its claim does not become time-barred. Delhi High Court has held that in a trademark action, use of mark includes not just actual physical use but also its use for inviting franchisee queries from a particular territory. Delhi High Court has clarified that its order prohibiting felling of trees was restricted to the redevelopment of seven housing projects in South Delhi and would not affect any other project. Delhi High Court has sought responses from state government and DMRC on plea opposing rise in fares of Delhi Metro. Delhi High Court has set aside the CVC's inquiry into bribery allegations against American retail giant Vamits India Nam. Delhi High Court has directed state government to develop a system which would automatically release pension amounts to poor people suffering from AIDS. Bombay High Court has slammed CBI and Special Investigation Team, SIT, of state police for revealing details of Narendra Dabholkar and Govind Pansare murder cases. Punjab and Haryana High Court has suspended the state government notice by which it had clubbed real estate agents working as sole proprietorship concerned with partnership firms, companies etc. Karnataka High Court has held that 28-acre land at Palace Grounds, in custody of Mysuru's erstwhile royal family, is not exempted from wealth tax. NCLT has issued notices to Malvind Aid Mohan Singh and Sunil Godhavani and others, and directed them to maintain status quo over shareholdings and composition of RHC Holdings Board. CCI has asked its Director General to conduct an investigation into pricing pattern of super specialty hospitals in and around Delhi. ITAT, Delhi has observed that there is no legal bar on GPA holder to execute sale deed when he is authorized to do so.